This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Story trending out of Cheektowaga. Police say a 2-year-old child was struck by gunfire. This happened yesterday morning, shortly before 10:30 a.m. Officers responded to a home, Lackawanna Avenue, in the village of Sloan. Child is currently undergoing surgery. Oshai Children's Hospital as of yesterday. No word yet on the severity of the child's injuries. Not a lot of details. Neighborhood's talking about it. Police still investigating the circumstances surrounding the shooting. Person of interest is in custody. They do say there's no danger to the community. Search is on for another potential gunshot victim. So there might be more to the story at this time. There was a film coming out of Black Sabbath's final show. Will be released in theaters early next year. The film, said to have a runtime about an hour and a half, currently in production. The theatrical release will highlight the entire day of the full performance of a bunch of their songs at the big concert that happened in the UK last week. So Ozzy Osbourne just wrapped up his final concert with Black Sabbath. And what a night to remember. That event raised a whopping $190 million for charity from that one show. Wow. And it helps out Parkinson's research and children's hospitals. The concert also featured some of the biggest names in heavy metal. My friend was there. Her husband is part of the group that organizes the concert, had been a tour manager for Ozzy. Her backstage pictures, like Jason Momoa was there. Every rock and roll metal god was in the house. Tickets for this thing sold out in 16 minutes. It was a big deal. It was in Birmingham in the UK.
They should do the whole concert on like Netflix or something.
It's going to come out as a theatrical release.
You get clips of it.
And I think you'll probably see it in theaters, and then you'll see it jump to a stream.
I want the
So
whole thing.
What they're trying to do is raise the most money for the charities, and that's why they wanted theatrical releases. That might get some more money. And then, it'll probably show up on the streamers, and you'll probably watch it a few times and love it. So, Prince of Darkness. Doing it again. That's a big total, $190 million charitable donations from that one concert. The final one for Black Sabbath. Kind of a big deal. Another movie in the works, and this one involves Billie Eilish and James Cameron. You know, Titanic, Avatar. It's going to be a 3D collaboration in the works. So over the weekend, Manchester, England, Billie Eilish announces that she's teaming up with James Cameron. You know, from over here in the Niagara Falls area, with a very, very special 3D project. She's filming all of her 4 shows in Manchester with the 3D technology. And James Cameron obviously makes the big movies, but he's also a super successful tech nerd when it comes to technology for underwater filming and for 3D. That's kind of his passion. He loves the technology. And so that's why they're collaborating on this one. And I think they're both fans of each other. Anyhow, she didn't detail a lot of the format, but it is set to be a 3D concert film or documentary. Who knows when it hits theaters or streamers or whatever, but get your 3D glasses ready. It's going to be Billie Eilish like you've never seen her before. And finally, the CEO from the Chris Martin call-out Coldplay couple did resign on Friday.
Yeah.
A lot of speculation as to the couple, the history, the people involved with any kind of hair care chiming in on the roots.
Oh,
there was a
yeah.
lot of commentary over the weekend.
So much. The head of HR, the chief people officer.
That's not a
so
style
that's head
thing?
HR. No, it's not
it
a style
be,
thing.
Hold on. It can no. be. I don't think it was on her. And I saw no. that conversation go down online as well.
The gray roots is not a style thing. The gray roots is you need to get to the hairstylist.
Sometimes I've seen it as a look where it's. Well,
there's
whatever.
One thing to have like dark roots, you know, where yeah, that like.
That wasn't
you
this.
Know, no, that
I
was
just
not,
asking
not that
friend.
At all. But so this is such, I cannot believe it was like a wildfire. But I feel like with this story, the Coldplay concert, the astronomer CEO, I feel like everybody has a takeaway. Everybody has like, what's the first thought? Like, oh, can you believe he dropped to the ground? Or, oh, can you believe she covered her face?
Go take your Kumari to a concert.
It could be that. But like, I feel like with now, it just blowing up on social media.
I would
worldwide.
Love to know from people that worked under her what kind of HR director she was. Was she persnickety? Was she hard and fast on the rules? Especially, did anybody get in trouble for workplace dating? Like, you know,
Nick,
how much karma was involved with this?
Yeah, when your CEO and your HR person are having an affair, there's employees, and it's not a huge company. I think it was like 300 or 500 employees, something like that. But
that's a pretty sizable company, I think.
It's in company standards, you know, a decent size, not huge.
Yeah.
But that's a hostile work environment when you've got, like, I don't know how they presented it at work. Or it was it the secret everybody knew? But there's just so many. But what do they, do you leave the show after that happens? Do you stay because the Coldplay concert tickets are expensive?
Yeah, did they stay? I don't know.
I don't know.
He didn't look like he stuck around. Let's see. Here's Luke. This is after the Boston thing happened. They move on to Madison. And if you're at the show, that's
yeah.
it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.